Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I love having guests in the studio, and the three who have joined me now, we're having a lot of fun waiting to talk with you all. They are members of the Mitten Mavens. Yep, it's a roller derby team here in Lansing. To my left is Tish Jore and Dan DeFoy and Tyrell Simpkins. Welcome to you all.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, we're gonna start with first we're gonna talk about there's a bout tomorrow night, so we're gonna get a little information off the top, and then we're gonna say it again at the bottom of the show for everybody. Dan, why don't we start with you? You're a referee. You know what? First, we need to get what's your derby name? Everyone has a derby name.
My derby name is Kid Rock and Rollin'.
Of course it is. Tish, what's your derby name?
TN Tish.
And Tyrell, how about you?
I am Coach Quit Your Bitchin'.
He said it. He said it. Okay. You have a bout tomorrow against the Flint City Derby Girls, and from what I'm gathering here, you're ready to take them down. It's kind of on now, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
It's a comeback.
It's a comeback. And where is this going to be?
This is going to be at Demonstration Hall on the Michigan State University campus, which is right next to Breslin Center. The doors will open at 6 p.m. with the bout starting at 7.
And this is flat track derby racing, am I right, Tyrell?
That is correct. So you might have seen the bank track back in the 80s. This is all flat track on a flat surface.
And you are there are two leagues in Lansing, and listeners of mine will know that folks from the other league have been here as well. The Lansing Derby Vixen have been here. So I am thrilled, and I get such a kick out of roller derby, and I get such a kick out of having gone to a couple of bouts, the crowds that turn out. I mean, the community is embracing this in such a big way. The Mitten Mavens have been around for about a year. Tish, why don't you tell me about your involvement and how you got involved?
Well, I got involved as a, you know, just watching it as a kid, I thought it'd be fun. And so when I heard it came to Lansing, I hopped on board right away, which the leagues, both leagues started last year around April.
Do you love this?
I absolutely love this. I do this almost every day of the week. It's not all mandatory, but I do pretty much everything I can that has to do with derby.
And what do you do in a real life job?
As my real life job, I'm a manager of a collectible and toy store in Lansing Toy Village.
Well, oh, I love that. I love. If you were a little bit older, you would have seen me there all the time with my children.
We hear that a lot. We get three generations of people that come in. It's really neat.
Well, I lived there, I think, as my children were growing up. I love that place. Dan, why don't we talk about real life jobs? What do you do?
I currently work at Target. I am up at usually 5:30 in the morning and unloading trucks by 6.
Well, so, see, we love you, too, because that's another of my favorite places.
I love that place. It's pretty much work at Target and derby.
And refereeing derby.
Absolutely.
And Tyrell, how about you?
I'm a graduate student at Michigan State, and I'm getting an osteopathic medical degree and a PhD in neuroscience and toxicology.
When you're not coaching.
When I'm not coaching.
When you're not coaching the Mitten Mavens.
Yeah.
And being a dad. Exactly. And that's the other thing I love about derby is that it brings in everybody from all different backgrounds. What is the attraction? Dan, what's the attraction for you?
For me, it's pretty much, I've always loved to skate, and I've been skating probably for about 14, 15 years. So it's just a different aspect of it. I love sports. Never really gotten into the referee portion. So for me, it was just like, hey, just something new I can do. And I've always loved roller derby, always wanted to do it. So for me, it was just a natural thing.
And you got involved because someone else got involved in your family.
Correct, yeah. So my wife, my partner, Jency, she's on the team. She's doing it for about a year. I grew up playing sports, and I'm really into, you know, the theory and strategy of sports, and I thought this was a really cool one. I mean, girls beating up on each other and roller skating. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Well, it sounds like it's an amazing thing. And the other thing I think people need to realize, there may be some preconceived notions of roller derby. And again, I said I've been to a couple of bouts. This is such a family-friendly, fun event. So I'm encouraging folks, if you're looking for something to do in the capital city tomorrow and in East Lansing, head over to the demonstration hall for this bout. You've got all kinds of fun things happening at halftime.
Halftime, we're going to have, you know, a fun little relay race. We always have something fun for the kids. And, you know, kids 12 and under get in free. So, you know, it's something they can do. And it's just a ton of fun. it amazes me how many kids come up to us afterwards and, you know, can I have your autograph?
Oh, I've seen pictures and autographs every day,
it's
and then
so
they pop
fun.
Up on Facebook in about 3 minutes. Three minutes after
Absolutely.
That.
During the bout, you can get, you know, play-by-play, you know, on Facebook and Twitter.
I was Twittering and Facebooking. Now, this you're doing this for charity, and that we have to make sure we get that in. Who's the charity that benefits from tomorrow's bout?
That would be Gift of Life.
As an organ donation?
That would be it. So we'll have forms that you can sign up there if you want to be a donor, you're not a donor already, want some more information on it, you can get that all at the bout.
Dan, where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets if they go to mittenmavens.net. Just click on that link, and it'll take them right there.
Okay. And they can also get them at the door.
Correct.
And it's important, as you mentioned earlier, Tish, that even if you get them online, the proceeds are being taken out of that ticket price as well. So whether you get them at the door or online, it's all going. And this is great too. You're honoring the military tomorrow, and you're encouraging some folks to dress up.
We are honoring the military tomorrow. We all support the troops. They're doing an excellent job. In honor of that, we're having our bout be your own superhero. So you can come dressed as a superhero. Come as Spider-Man or Batman. Or I'm sure the girls will be dressed up in some kind of, you know, superhero outfits.
I imagine they will. Believe me, I've seen some of this before. Tyrell, is the team ready for the bout tomorrow?
Absolutely. We've been working hard. We're skating hard. We got a little fire in our eyes. We lost our last one, so we're ready to come back. And we played Flint before, lost last time. These girls are ready.
Here we go. That's the word from the coach. Well, Chase Jure, Dan DeFoy, and Tyrell Simpkins, it's a pleasure to have you here. I'm looking forward to the bout tomorrow night, and roller derby is alive and well in Lansing. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends.